Pre-game clock has hit zero, now 12 minutes up on that quarter clock. Lane Darbrough has it teed up at his 30-yard line. Mitch Butke back deep for Chase County. Going to be a squib kick, filled it at the 24-yard line by Chase County's Cal Kuhlmeier. He'll get a gain of about six, and that's where Chase County will have their first set of downs from their own 32-yard line, actually.
Smart strategy there by Madison to kind of start this game off. You mentioned Bucky was the one that was deep back to receive that kick, and that's, I think, what they knew. They know that Mitch is very capable on his feet. They didn't want to give him the chance to kind of get his run game, to start getting that going. They wanted to give it to somebody who's maybe not quite as fleet-footed.
Going to be a shotgun formation. Bucky at the quarterback. Kuhlmeier, the tailback to the right side. It's Kuhlmeier taking the handoff. He's going to push his way for a gain of 4 yards. Over on the left side of that defense, attacking that right side of Madison's defense. So that was on Trace Daniels' side and Drew Stutzman's side.
Good start there from Chase County. As you mentioned, 4 yard pickup. Any positive yardage against this Madison defense is a win in my book. You know, again, if you can win that battle at the line of scrimmage, you're definitely in the driver's seat to begin.
Pistol set for the Bulldogs. Now they'll go shotgun formation. Kuhlmeier to the right side of Butke. He's going to be lead blocker for Butke. Quarterback keeper breaks a tackle, still pushing forward. Going to be short of the sticks. Will be a third and manageable, third and short on the opposite side of the field now in Madison territory at the 39-yard line. So third and short for Chase County. Trying to strike first in this battle of the unbeatens. One of eight, these two teams are eight teams in the classification still undefeated. Another undefeated matchup, Sedan and Yates Center. Bunch set with Butke. Brock Griffin and Kuhlmeier back there. It's going to be a quarterback keeper for Butke. He's going to get 4 yards on the carry and the first down on the night.
You'll notice that Butke and pretty much the entire run game going off to that left side. They're going right at Casey Helm. Casey, big guy, and I mean, he's got a lot of power behind him, but one thing that I think we can all agree on, he's not necessarily the most, as I mentioned earlier, fleet-footed. He is a little stiff sometimes. I think they're kind of banking on that, they being Chase County, to try and get that run game established, running it right at helm.
And it's the opposite side of Drew Stutzman. Now it's going to be a handoff taken by Brock Griffin. He's met initially in the backfield, but breaks out of it, and he's going to have a gain of about six down to the 29-yard line of Madison, going to be second and four.
Yeah, Chase County really coming out with some ferocity here. You know, we talked about putting points on the board. We talked about setting the tempo early, but it's who can maintain that tempo the longest as well. So you don't want to tire yourself out, kind of throwing everything you got at the defense too early in this game, because I think this really is going to come down to who's got the breath at the last minute.
Madison on a three-game winning streak against Chase County. The last victory for Chase County over Madison all the way back in 1997. Play action pass by Butke rolling to his left. He has a receiver, kind of undershoots him, but it is going to be a reception by Brock Griffin, just shy of the sticks, it looks like, if not right at him. We'll see if they're going to look at it. Actually, they're going to say it is enough for a first down. Call it 4.5 yards on the reception. And now it's first and 10 for Chase County at the 25-yard line for Madison.
Well, and Mitch Butke not really known for throwing it through the air there, making a completion to pick up that first down. I think he's trying to show that he can do it any way he needs to do it tonight.
So they'll reset the sticks, first and 10. Going to be an option pitch over here to the near side to Cal Kuhlmeier. Trace Daniels getting across that guard and stopping Kuhlmeier at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. First time Madison's actually stopped County on this drive.
Yeah, you just read my mind on that. I was about to say the same thing. And that's a big confidence booster for Madison, as, like you mentioned, they really haven't been able to kind of get in the way and shut down this run game for Chase County so far. So that's a big confidence booster. See what happens on this next snap.
They break their huddle. Going to be a lone set shotgun formation. Two receivers up top. One receiver going in motion. Brock Griffin now joining Butke in the formation. Going to be the lead blocker for Butke. Quarterback keeper rushing past the 20. Stays in bounds. Tiptoeing along the sidelines. And a late flag coming in down. It might be a late hit on Butke. It was a 10-yard rush. He's right at the first down marker. But we'll see what the indication is on the penalty.
I didn't see anything down there that would indicate a late hit. But You never know. I'm not sure. Chance, you have a little bit of a better viewpoint than I do. I'm not sure if you saw something maybe we didn't.
I'm not sure what I saw. I think it could have I was thinking either horse collar or face mask there on that side. And also, they're running right at Casey Helm defensively. Their strategy might just be to wear him down on defense. Put as many shoulder pads into his chest as possible so when he's on offense, he's not as productive as he can be.
Yeah, and face mask was the call there. And I agree with you 100%. He definitely looks a little bit winded here to start things off. Not something we're used to seeing.
Half the distance to the goal. It's first and goal now from the 5-yard line. Bunch set, handoff taken by Cal Kohlmeyer. Flag coming in at the line of scrimmage. Kohlmeyer is met in the backfield. Going to be a loss of 2. Most likely will be a holding penalty, I would assume, on Chase County.
Yeah, back judge threw it, so it's either a hold or something in between the tackles.
We'll see what Mr. Whitehat has to say, or at least has to signal anyway. No microphones. And holding is the indication against Chase County, so that can be a detrimental penalty when they're this close on a first and goal. So first and goal now from the 17-yard line. Butke and Kohlmeyer, the two in the backfield. Butke takes the snap, going to be a quarterback keeper, rushing towards that end. Again, he breaks the tackle, pushed out of bounds, and there's a late hit. Bryson Turner shoving Butke in the flag, pushing him in the back. So there's going to be a holding penalty, but now it's going to be offset by the personal foul.
Yeah, there was a big hold there by Chase County on Helm as he was breaking through that offensive line.
I don't know if I agree with that late hit, though. It didn't look exactly like he was out of bounds, but I can't really tell from here. He did not establish himself as out of bounds. He kind of slowed down like it, but
I think he slowed down because he thought he maybe was nearing the end zone. He could pull up a little, but I kind of agree with you on that.
There was no whistle before a hit.
So the hold is at the 16-yard line. The personal foul is at the 5. So holding is the indication against Chase County. Then we're going to have a personal foul against Madison. Late hit. It's going to make sure if it...
So if it's a late hit, so I think it'll be after the holding. So it'll be after the play. And I think that's an automatic first down.
Yes. They'll maintain first down. So they're going to mark off the penalty first. So it's going to be a 10-yard infraction against Chase County. So that pushes it back to the 25. Now we go back the other way.
Well, it was a booming hit, late or not, and I don't think it was intended to be. I think Chance had a really good point, Mike, and that was that he was pulling up because I think he either thought he was out of bounds or was possibly nearing the end zone. I think you can't really read too much into that hit. It was definitely a big oopsie for the Madison defense, but I don't think intentional or anything.
So you might be able to overhear assistant football coach for Madison, Dustin Stutzman. It's a 15-yard penalty. But as what Dustin's trying to explain to his sideline, it should have been half the distance since it's within the 25-yard line. But they marked it off 15. So that'll be first and goal for Chase County at the 10-yard line. So we already have some fireworks so far. Still 0-0 our score. 8:04 to play in the first quarter. Opening drive for Chase County. They took the opening kickoff. Going in motion is Brock Griffin, and they're going to have an illegal procedure. Looks like maybe a false start on the left side.
And we saw this a couple weeks ago with Lebo and I can't remember who they were playing. But if you're going to come at the king, you better take your best shot. You cannot have these mental mistakes setting yourself up first and goal from the 15. There's no yard to gain here. You have to get it in the end zone here if you are Chase County.
Yeah,
Chase,
and go ahead, Mike.
Take. No, you're good. Take.
Well, and unfortunately, that's something that both these teams have been mired by here in recent years, especially Madison. Is the penalties really? They're their own worst enemies, both them and Chase County, when it comes to setbacks.
Lone set for Butke, sending a man in motion. Kohlmeyer. They'll fake the sweep. Going to be a quarterback keeper by Butke. Breaks through. Another one. And he's into the end zone from 15 yards out. The first Bulldog to score are the Chase County Bulldogs. They lead things 6-0, 7:57 to play in the first quarter. An excellent read by the junior quarterback, Mitch Butke.
Yep, like I said, that's going to be the battle here between him. And now when Madison gets the ball back and they get a chance to try and put one in the end zone, I think we're going to see Casey Helm really try to answer back with maybe a few bombs down the field.
So they ran they had a total of 7 rushes that drive. 6 of those came to the right side. We're going to have another right side carry by Butke into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. So 8-0 our score. Chase County leads Madison. 7:57 to play in this first quarter. We'll take a quick break here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Citizen State Bank with 9 convenient locations. Download their CSB mobile app to access your account, pay bills, transfer money, and more. Visit bankcsb.biz, member FDIC. By Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City, Ben Lebo. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison football team and all other Madison fall sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Shankey Well Service, serving the oil-filled industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Chase County took their opening drive all the way down for a 15-yard touchdown, 54-yard drive. Is that what you were saying?
Nine plays. Sorry about that.
Cal Kohlmeyer has it teed up from his 30. 8-0 our score. Squib kick going to be filled and touched early there by Drew Stutzman, but recovered by the Bulldogs' Marvin Brandstetter, so they will have first and 10 from their own 34-yard line. So both teams trying to work in that squib kick, not really wanting to go to the perennial threats of Butke and Bryson Turner was back deep for the Bulldogs.
Well, 9 plays on that drive by Chase County, 4 minutes taken off the clock. And, again, that's going to be a huge deal here as we get later into this ball game.
Madison has their first crack at it on offense. Going to be a pistol set, Bryson Turner in the backfield. Drew Stutzman, the fullback, just to the left guard. Turner takes to the outside, breaks a tackle, staying inbound. He's going to go all the way down, but we're going to have a flag at the line of scrimmage. So hold the phone, everybody. It was a nice touchdown run by Bryson Turner of 46 yards, but Mike, all for naught as it's coming back.
You said hold the phone. I think holding is exactly what that indication is going to be by the official.
Yeah, I think that end over there was holding more than just the phone, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's,
but
again,
an excellent play there by Bryson Turner. He just stayed in bounds. He looked like he was pushed out at the 30, and we mentioned that speed. He had that breakaway speed, and that's something that Madison's going to continue to look for throughout this ballgame.
That's the third penalty for Madison, three also for Chase County. Already 6 penalties in this ballgame, and we're not even 5 minutes in.
So it's a 10-yard penalty, so pushes them all the way down to the 24-yard line. So first and 20, 7:45 to go in this first quarter. Madison trailing 8-0. Their first crack at it on offense. Pistol set with Helm, 2 receivers up top. Going in motion is Bryson Turner. Going to be a read option by Casey Helm. He's going to break out of the backfield. Pushes his way for a gain of about 5 yards on the carry on the right side. Pushed out of bounds right at the 30-yard line.
Well, and Casey, I don't think trying to answer Mitch Budke's feet, but definitely trying to just get something going. He didn't have an open man downfield, so he tried to carry it himself. I give Casey a lot of credit, but, again, he's not necessarily known for his speed on the field. I think he's going to have to try and limit those runs as much as possible.
Pistol set, Casey Helm, Drew Stutzman in the backfield with him. The slot back is Bryson Turner. Going to be a dive to Casey Helm. He's met at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Great job by those defensive linemen to maintain their assignments and just stayed low. Actually give them a yard on the gain. So third and 12 for Madison, something that they've not really been accustomed to this season.
Well, and that was just sniffed out perfectly by Chase County. They've got Turner, at least on these last few, they've got him kind of sniffed out. They're saying, nah, you're not going to just break away like you did on that first snap.
So third and 12 at the 32-yard line of Madison. They need the 37 of Chase County. Bryson Turner takes the handoff, pushed out of bounds at midfield. He'll be short by about 4 yards for the first down. Brings up fourth down.
And I was just about to say, that's prime screen territory when you've got a back with as much speed as Turner has and you're way backed up against the chains. That's a perfect time to throw a screen because you think the defense is going to throw some pressure in your face. Now they've got a fourth and manageable here, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of run or pass they dial up here, already trailing in this game.
So they said Turner went out of bounds at the 39-yard line of Madison, so they need about 5 more yards to keep the drive alive. Two receivers up top, pistol set, Turner in the backfield with Helm. Helm takes it, two-step drop, looking over the middle. He's got Drew Stutzman. He breaks one tackle before being brought down at the 30-yard line for a gain of 12 on the pass.
That was risky. I mean, it was thrown. He had about three different Chase County Bulldogs around him, so almost triple coverage situation right there. Able to thread that needle, Casey Helm again. That's kind of his bread and butter. He's got the arm. He's got the accuracy, and I think that's what's going to really help keep them kind of offensively in this game. Going up against Chase County as the Bulldogs in red and black have the momentum on the scoreboard.
First and 10 for Madison at the Chase County 30-yard line. Ball in the near hash. Handoff taken by Bryson Turner, and he has stood up in the backfield. Loss of nearly 4 yards trying to get a number on it. Looked like that was the nose guard.
It's not going to be fun trying to see numbers on these black jerseys today.
It was Gavin Francis. So Gavin Francis getting the start here tonight, or actually getting a lot of work. Normally doesn't get a whole lot of playing time, but he comes off the ball very quickly, and that's one thing. They're attacking the center, Kevin Heineken.
Yeah, Chase County just seems to be a little bit faster than normal off the snap here.
Turner going in motion, right to left. Pass to Stutzman. It's picked off at the 24-yard line by Brock Griffin. A huge, huge turnover for Chase County. They came out and struck first offensively, and they lead things 8-0. And now they're going to have another crack at it for their second drive of the game. 5:33 to play in this first quarter.
Yeah, I saw that coming as soon as Helm dropped back. I saw exactly where Turner was going. Griffin just waited perfectly right off that left side, and then he hops that passing route, slaps his hands right on top of it. That was just kind of a doomed play from the beginning as Chase County again just sniffed out that offense.
Got him doing a zone defense right there.
Yeah.
Looked like Stutzman was open on the pass, so you can't fault Casey Helm on tossing it over there towards the sideline as Chase County does a dive to Cal Kohlmeyer for 1 yard. Second and 9 now from their own 24-yard line.
This is a big drive for Chase County. You can really take all the wind out of the sails of Madison right here in the first quarter. A team that hasn't given up any points since their week one game. They haven't been in a situation like this at all this season.
Also hasn't suffered a regular season loss in about 4 years, if my memory serves me correctly. At least all the time I've been doing this.
Cal Kohlmeyer going in motion left to right. He'll take the sweep. Head of steam. He's got a first down trying to break the tackle. He gets all the way down to the 37-yard line. So another first down for Chase County. They're basically doing anything they want to against this Madison defense. Now, we thought that it would be Chase County's defense that might be cumbersome in this matchup, as they've only held opponents to less than 6 points one time, and that was against Valley Falls in week 3. All the other times they've given up at least 30 points to Mound Ridge, Lebo, Central Burton, and Flint Hills.
Well, it depends on what you mean by cumbersome, because it's definitely been cumbersome for Madison.
First and 10 for Chase County. Ball in the near hash. Butke taking the handoff here on the near side, or actually taking the snap. Carrying defenders for a gain of 7 on the carry. Back into Madison territory they go. They're now at the 37-yard line. And it'll be faced with a 2nd and 4.
And Helm won't get credited for the tackle on that play, but he made that play. He pushes his defender back, forces the play to go outside. He made that play right there. Doesn't get credited for the tackle, but that's a great play by the defensive end.
Well, Trace Daniels tried to drag Budke down, and Budke said, I'm going to pick up about 2 more yards because he saw Kevin Heineken coming. He started to drop down. He didn't want to take that big hit from the big man.
2nd and 4, 3:54 to go in the first quarter. Chase County leading things 8-0. Going to be a quarterback dive by Butke, gets 3.5. It'll be 3rd and short from the 35-yard line.
Good work by that offensive line, too, to really kind of break through that 4-man front of Madison to give Butke enough breathing room to pick up a couple yards on each possession. I mean, seriously, that's the big thing here is they're not picking up, you know, 12, 15 yards per carry or per pass, but they are picking up necessary yardage. Little positive gains here and there eventually leads to the end zone. That's what I like to say. You know, it's the fundamentals right there.
3rd and 1, ball in the near hash for Chase County. They break their huddle. Going to be a pistol set with Butke and Kohlmeyer in the backfield. Brock Griffin, the split end on the left side. Going to be a quarterback keeper by Butke. He's got a first down and more. Breaks another tackle down to the 25 before being pushed out of bounds at the 24-yard line.
Broke
for
three.
A gain of about 11 yards.
Apologies, broke 3 tackles. on that play. I mean, he just refused to go down. And, you know, Mike, I think that's something we talked about with Lebo, was there this Chase County team, it's just one of those teams that's coming out here, and, I mean, they're just hungry to kind of get these victories over teams that they really haven't over the last few years, and it's showing right here. They're coming into this game extremely hungry.
They're off to their best start since 1990.
Yeah.
This 5-0, first and 10 now. Butkey's going to be a quarterback keeper again. We'll pick up about 4 yards on the carry. Chase County leading things 8-0. They took the opening drive for a touchdown and then had an interception on their first defensive series and now are 20 yards out from scoring again. 2:35 to play in this opening quarter.
There's only been 3 offensive drives here, 2 by Chase County, 1 by Madison in this first quarter, and we only have 2.5 to go, as you mentioned, in the first.
Managing the clock is Chase County is what they're doing. Play action pass, 5-step drop for Butkey. He's got a receiver over the middle in Griffin. He breaks a tackle and into the end zone.
Wow.
A 20-yard touchdown pass from Butkey to Brock Griffin. 2:14 left to play in the first quarter. Chase County out to a 14-0 lead.
You know, the thing is, Brock Griffin coming back in, you mentioned the hip pointer that he's been dealing with, coming in and he's doing a fantastic job of really shifting the momentum and keeping the momentum on Chase County's side. I talked to Derek Budke before this game. He said they believe Griffin's only at 85% right now.
Griffin had the interception defensively to take it away from Madison and then caps it off with the touchdown reception and then in the end zone for a 2-point conversion, trying to get a number on it. That is Aiden Eidman. So 16-0, 2:14 to play in this first quarter. We'll take a quick break here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. And Van Gundy Farms, your local Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area. Proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Chase County USD 284. Supporting their students in academics and athletics, join them on a journey to success. Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership. Full color banners and printing, t-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Lee Ayers in downtown Cottonwood Falls. Proud to support Chase County students in their extracurricular activities.
In a battle of unbeaten teams, Chase County has came out swinging here in the first quarter, and they lead things 16-0. And Cal Kohlmeyer has it teed up, looking to kick it deep to Bryson Turner.
I don't know about deep.
No, not even close.
Another squib fielded by Drew Stutzman at the 30-yard line. He'll be brought down at the 34-yard line.
That was
by Kohlmeyer.
Yeah, not very many times you see the kicker make an impressive tackle like that. I mean, he lit him up right there.
And there's not a whole lot of times you see Drew Stutzman
get
tackled
lit up
like that.
Yeah.
So there's County has all of the momentum in this one. Of course, they stopped Madison as Madison was driving deep into their territory. A helm pass was intercepted by Brock Griffin at the 23-yard line of Chase County. Then they went all the way back down for another touchdown. And they lead things 16-0, 2:10 to play in the first quarter. So a bunch set with Casey Helm turning the backfield. Going to be a handoff taken by Turner. He's looking to get the edge. He breaks one tackle, breaks another one at the 34-yard line. So it'll be enough for a first down into Madison territory, or into Chase County territory. Madison goes.
He's waiting for a hole to develop. He's being very patient. He really wants to get to the outside. He knows that he has the advantage if he gets to the outside, and he is being very patient, waiting for that to develop.
And we saw that in their very first play of the ball game that got called back for Madison. It was a nice long touchdown run by Bryson Turner where he broke the edge, but unfortunately it got called back.
And you know that's going to be a talking point here at the end of this first quarter for Coach McMillan, is that we can't have these bad penalties setting us back.
Pistol set, Helm, Turner in the backfield. Stutzman, the fullback, just offset of the right end. Going to be a handoff taken by Turner. Makes one man miss. Makes another man miss before being brought down for a gain of 8 yards on the carry down to the 25-yard line of Chase County.
Go back to what I said on the last Chase County possession. Just need positive yardage. It doesn't have to be a country mile every single time. Just needs to be a little chunk here, a little chunk there. Before you know it, you're in the end zone. Bryson Turner, as Chance mentioned, being very patient, letting these plays develop and just taking what he can get. As long as he doesn't go backwards, it's all good.
Second and one for Madison. A 130 to play in the first quarter. They're trailing things 16-0. Uncharted territory in the regular season for the Bulldogs in the last several years. Handoff actually going to be an option pitch to the left side to Bryson Turner. Grabbed. He's got a nice open field. Breaks one man. Breaks another one. Dives forward being pushed out of bounds at the 7-yard line. So a nice 18-yard scamper by Bryson Turner. I bit on the fullback dive.
Yeah, me too.
By Stutzman, but it was an excellent play by Casey Helm to pitch to the near side. And Bryson Turner did the rest. So first and goal on the evening for Madison.
Good little misdirection play. We've seen Madison really capitalize on those kinds of opportunities. Make them look over here while you're doing a little razzle-dazzle over here.
First and goal from the 7-yard line of Chase County. Ball in the near hash. Pistol set for Casey Helm. Double tight set. Drew Stutzman, the tailback with Helm. He takes the handoff. Bulls over defender. Is he into the end zone? Yes, he is. Madison gets on the scoreboard, trying to get back into this one. Trailing things 16-6, 43 seconds left to go in this first quarter. Now, Chase County's 2-for-2 on the conversions. You'll see these two-point attempts very pivotal in this matchup.
Madison hasn't really struggled on two-point conversions historically or so far this year, so this could be a big momentum shift here as well if Chase County can stop this two-point try.
Pistol set for Helm. Turner in the backfield. Two receivers here on the near side in Darbro and Drew Stutzman. Going to be an option pitch to Turner, and he bowls over to defender at the goal line into the end zone for 2 points. So 43 seconds to play in this first quarter. Madison is on the scoreboard, but Chase County still leads 16-8. Another one-minute break here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Plumbing by Spelman 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Area High School Football being brought to you by McIlvain Law Offices in Madison and Eureka. Karen McIlvain can assist you with your legal needs regarding probate, estate planning, contracts, farm and government-related issues, and more. Also brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land, sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs!
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon and Chance Lebo bringing you coverage in a battle of unbeatens. And, you know, Chase County struck two times before Madison finally made it on the scoreboard on that 7-yard touchdown run by Drew Stutzman. It's 43 seconds to go in this first quarter, 16-8 our score. Lane Darbro has it teed up. Another short kick that's actually going to go out of bounds at the 24-yard line. So a procedural penalty on the Madison Bulldogs. This game's been kind of riddled with penalties this first quarter. As we mentioned, this is a battle of unbeatens. Another battle of unbeatens in eight-man is Sedan and Yates Center. Mm-hmm. I do believe the little shag, Kenny Elrod, is down watching that game, scouting, if you say, for the Bulldogs of Madison. I believe he is listening to us tonight, so big shout-out to Kenny and all of his support on our broadcast. So first and 10 for Chase County at the 30-yard line. They've pretty much been able to do stuff at will. They've been really attacking the left end and Casey Helm on their two previous drives. Bunch set with Butke, Cole Meyer, and Brock Griffin in the backfield. Going to be a double dive taken by Cole Meyer. There we go. as he gets a gain of 4 yards. I wanted to say Cole Kalmeyer, but obviously tongue-tied here tonight. But a 3-yard rush by Cal Kalmeyer.
Kevin Heineken taking up a lot of space in the middle of that defense. That's kind of what his job is there, take up space. Chase County, they don't have as much size up front, but they are very fast in their front three, especially on offense and both defense. It's going to be interesting to see how that battle takes place, especially if Heineken starts to wear down as the game continues.
And something that Brody Vandegrift is doing here, at least offensively, he's rotating three guys in every snap, rushing in place. So he's trying to keep his skill guys fresh as possible. And that will actually conclude our first quarter. They're unable to get a playoff as the clock hits zero. So after 12 minutes of action, we've got a dandy one brewing here in the county. Chase County leads Madison 16-8. We'll take a quick break and have second quarter action next on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school football brought to you in part by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. Bearcat Concrete Construction, quality concrete work to fit every need. Proudly serving the East Central Kansas area's concrete needs. Call 785-592-1527. And Kalmeyer Dental, for your winning smile, call 342-9555. Or visit their location on East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense.
Area high school football brought to you in part by City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the field and in the classroom. Harrison Body Shop, Madison, for restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates. And Rayburn Heating and Cooling, Hamilton, for service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
16-8 our score. Chase County leads Madison here as we begin second quarter action. Ask and you shall receive. Shag Nasty coming in clutch. 22-0 is the sedan lead over Yates Center. Still in the first quarter, thanks to Kenny Elrod for that score update. But 16-8 here on the area game of the week. Chase County with possession. Butke in the shotgun formation trying to get to the right edge. He does. He's got a first down and more into Madison territory before being pushed out of bounds at the 35-yard line.
Well, throw anything you thought that you knew about this game out the window because, I mean, really, it has been, for the most part, that first quarter was all Chase County. And I think a lot of people thought it was going to be a lot more evenly matched up there. And I thought they, you know, a lot of people probably think, historically speaking, looking at the stats there, Madison probably was going to maybe run the field on that one. Chase County saying, this is our field. We're going to stand here on it.
First and 10 for Chase County at the 35-yard line. Spread formation. Butke by him loads himself, but going in motion is Brock Griffin. He will fake the handoff. Butke will keep it, and he is met and at the line of scrimmage going nowhere. No gain on the play.
Well, we talked at the end of the first quarter about Kevin Heineken taking up that space in the middle. Just nowhere to go for Butke. This is a big drive for Madison because you cannot continue to just give up these points. You cannot spot them 14 points and expect to come back and win.
Well, yeah, you can't play from behind, especially with a team that's as dangerous as Chase County. I mean, really, you look at these two teams. You mentioned the size difference there, Chance. The thing here is it is really wheels versus machines, and it's muscle versus speed. It's a really interesting David Goliath kind of matchup, you know, very different styles.
Shotgun formation, Butke and Kalmeyer in the backfield. Play action, Butke dropping back, looking downfield. He's going to have a pass nearly intercepted on the play. Gavin Ish was looking to go for six and just got a little bit ahead of himself, but still brings up a third down for Chase County.
Yeah, I think Gavin Ish was thinking tit for tat. They got intercepted on their first drive. They wanted to return the favor on the first drive of the second quarter here, but you mentioned it, Mike, maybe just a little overexcited, didn't fully secure the ball when he started to try and run.
And that pendulum would have swung massively.
Big time.
He was already thinking about what he was going to do for the dance in the end zone.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that ball was thrown right to him.
You know, they say you got to make sure you have it in your hands before you start thinking about the touchdown.
Third and long for Chase County at Madison 35. First adversity they've faced pretty much this entire ballgame. Butke breaks a tackle. He's got a first down. Looking for more. He's
going
to go to the end zone. A 35-yard touchdown run for Mitch Butke. His third total touchdown on the evening. And it's 22-8, 10:54 to play in this first half.
Well, you talked about the pendulum swing, Mike. That pendulum just swung and knocked out that Madison defense, giving Butke a huge path right up the middle. I mean, that was just an explosive play that really swung things back in the Chase County Bulldogs' favor.
He trips to the right on this two-point attempt. Butkey, three-step drop, getting pushed from the pocket, still got plenty of time, throwing it over to the right side to Cal Kuhlmeier, and it is, or actually that's Brock Griffin for two extra points. 24-8 our score. Chase County has got one against them on their previous defensive series, but they've re-extended their lead to 16. We'll take a quick one-minute break on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. By Hanna Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia. And by Scotch Welding Service, 719 Graham in Emporia, your full-service welding fabrication shop with both in-house and mobile capabilities.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela, 344-6368.
Well, we wanted to see fireworks tonight between these two unbeaten Bulldogs. We have seen it so far. 24-8 our score, Chase County leading undefeated Madison. Just underway here in the second quarter, under 11 minutes to play. Chase County set to kick it away to Madison. Chance Lebo taking over here for the second quarter with Tegan Trahoon and Michael Deeker. Here is the short kick. It's going to bounce up, going to be fielded. And here goes off the left side. It's Drew Stutzman trying to fight his way near midfield. And neither of these teams have really had to deal with hard field position. They've had short fields most of the night because neither kicker has really been able to kick it past the 35.
Well, I don't know if it's that they haven't been able to. I think it's that they aren't willing to. Yeah, I think it's they're choosing not to because they both know they've got dangerous guys back deep to return it, whether it's Budkey for Chase County or Turner for Madison. I think they're just trying to be cautious.
Madison takes over at their own 37. First and 10, pistol set. Now off to motion. Here goes Bryson Turner. They'll swing it to him near sideline, and he drops it. They're going to say it was a backwards pass, and he might as well just have dropped it in front of him because he doesn't get anything. He might have even lost a yard there on the play. Bryson Turner, he's had that one home run ball that he hit, but it was called back from the penalty. We've seen what he can do in space. He just hasn't had much space to work with tonight so far.
No, I mean, I think you give it up to the Chase County defensive line for that. They're really reading these plays well. And it's impressive considering that Turner really hasn't been able to get anything going, and they've only got a three-man front up there for Chase County. And not to mention, they don't really have the size that the offensive line of Madison has.
Following a loss of two, second and 12. Off to the left is Turner. Helm hands it between the tackles. There goes Turner. There he goes, 20-15, 10-5. Blinking, you might miss him. Touchdown, Bryson Turner. That one from 45 yards out. And just like that, we have our answer. We wanted to see fireworks.
Yeah.
I know, Michael, you were talking the over-under in this game might be like 85, and I think we might hit that in the first half.
Yeah, I was getting kind of nervous because Brody Vandegrift's kind of taking his time offensively, and I was just like, all right, Dean Martin, he had his rifle, his ponies, and he just needed these two teams to kind of start balling out, and we're starting to see it here in the second quarter.
Yeah, and this is a big play right here for Madison. Yeah. They trail by 10. They could make it a one-score game here with the two-point conversion. 24-14, just under 10 to play here in our first half. Offset to the right is Stutzman. It'll be a handoff, countering off to the right, breaking a tackle, looking to fight, lowering the shoulder. Stutzman in for a couple. So it is now 24-16. They answer in less than a minute with a 45-yard Bryson Turner touchdown. We'll be back in a minute here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football, brought to you in part by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. And Leffler Prime Performance, proud to serve the area with high-quality local beef at a fair price. Call Jacqueline at 366-2533 or find Leffler Prime Performance on Facebook.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. Harshman Construction. They have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock.
Call the office at 620-274-4377. And Clark Farm and Home Store, your hometown hardware store in Strong City, serving the area since 1946 with great customer service.
Country 101.7 FM area game of the week, Madison and Chase County, both unbeaten, 5-0 entering tonight. One will emerge as 6-0 and have a path towards the playoffs as the district champion. Chase County leading 24-16. Here is the kickoff as the Chase County Bulldogs will receive it, and falling on the ball at the 29-yard line is Rhett Rayer, as Chase County will take over at their own 29-yard line, looking to, I mean, it's just been, after those first two possessions, it's just been, you know, haymaker after haymaker between these two high-powered offenses.
Yeah, I agree. Coach, assistant coach Devin Stutzman agrees with that one, I think.
All right. Yeah, Butke's been able to do whatever he wants. He's got 11 carries for 105 yards so far.
Off to the right now. It'll be a handoff to the left side. Breaking a tackle, breaking a couple, flag down. That ball carrier, Cal Kohlmeyer, with a flag down. We've seen a lot of laundry on the field so far. And this one likely coming back.
That'd be Chase County's fourth overall, seventh this evening for both teams. And you mentioned it. We saw quite a few flags fly during the early possessions chance, really trading back and forth.
And you talked about it earlier, Tegan, in our final discussion before the game, the difference in styles between these two teams. Up front, Madison is big, strong. Chase County, they are just fast. I mean, it just feels like, I mean, other than Bryson Turner, I mean, it just feels like they have more speed between the tackles, especially, and at quarterback with Mitchell Budke.
Yeah, old Mitch, he knows how to carry that ball, and he knows how to lead this offense.
Empty set, motion to the far side. It'll be a handoff. This is Kohlmeyer, and he is going to be quickly brought down right at the line of scrimmage. And now way behind the sticks is Chase County. It's going to bring up a second, and I think about 17 yards from their own 22.
Well, if they get stuck again, they get put into a four-down situation. Especially if they can't pick up the yardage they need, they're going to have to punt this one away. I mean, there's no question about that. You've got to.
What's a punt? We haven't seen that this game.
I know.
Will we see one tonight? We will keep you updated. But, I mean, these two teams just – I mean, we knew we would see a lot of fireworks, and we are seeing plenty of it. Second and 17, own 22-yard line for the Chase County Bulldogs. Pistol set. It is going to be off tackle to the far sideline goes Budke. And he's going to be quickly brought down, a pickup of about three for the junior quarterback. It's going to bring up another third and long. And we haven't seen Budke really make too many throws down the field so far today.
No, just one, really, and it was for a first down. He's not really, again, a big bomb striker kind of guy when it comes from air offense. He really is kind of a scrambler. He's a runner. But it's going to be interesting to see him have to probably dig deep into his bag of tricks, especially as this game goes on. Only a one-score lead.
Empty set. Budke motions to the near sideline. It'll be a fake. Back rolling near the 15-yard line. Escapes one, throws it, and it's going to be thrown right at the line of scrimmage. Incomplete, and that will likely bring on the punt team for the Chase County Bulldogs.
Yeah, like I said earlier, you don't have a choice here. You're deep back in your own territory. You've got a one-score lead. Your defense is playing pretty strong, especially neutralizing Bryson Turner on the first few drives. You might, you know, if you're a Chase County fan, you might admit the last score there by Madison, but you definitely have to do everything you can to really keep them back.
And it looks like, unless we see a pooch kick, they are in the empty set. Budke now dropping back. Here's the snap, and it will be a pooch kick. It'll bounce near the 28-yard line, rolling all the way inside the Madison 20. So a nice punt there by Mitchell Budke, and probably the worst starting field position for either of these teams so far tonight. Madison backed up at their own 20, but, I mean, so far from what we've seen, it doesn't look like too much of a problem for either of these offenses.
Yeah, give credit to Budke for flipping the field, you know, trying to pin Madison deep, but I also want to go back to that third down play. Casey Helmden kind of picked on the running game, but he did a great job on the passing attack, trying to get that rush on and really affected that pass of Budke, or he had a receiver downfield if it wasn't for the outstretched arms of Casey Helm.
We haven't seen too much of Helm in the passing game so far offensively for the Bulldogs. Here now first and 10 at their own 20. Off to the left goes Turner. It looks like a passing formation. Helm throws it backwards. It's going to be a screen picked up. Now here goes. That is Lane Darbrough. The second drop pass we've seen, but it was a backwards pass, or at least that is the call. He picks up about 7 on the play, had a cavalry out in front of him. So it's going to be a second and short here, potentially a shot down for Madison. This could be in second and short, historically, this is probably a play where they'd like to see a home run ball hit. Off to the left now goes Turner. H-back to the left as well. Snap to Helm. Hands off between the tackles, bouncing it to the left side. Off tackle, first down and more. Out to the 36-yard line goes Bryson Turner, and a good pickup of 7 on the play by Bryson Turner, and a first down for the Madison Bulldogs.
Yeah, breaking through that defense, or the offensive line, I should say, there for Chase County. That was Dwayne Conley. He went and tried to take Helm out of the legs, but he mistimed the tackle there. Helm didn't even really take a step, and he just kind of whiffed on it, hit the ground, missed an opportunity to bring it down.
Madison was going tempo there, trying to go no huddle. Chase County calls timeout. We'll be back in 60 here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent, getting you the right coverage at the right time. A trusted professional with 15 years of experience. That's Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by MT Networks Madison. For fast, reliable, unlimited internet service in Madison and Coffee County, choose MT Networks. Seamers Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price with over a decade of experience. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-583-0173. And Achiever Well Service Madison for rod and tubing service and cleanout. Fully insured.
Country 101.7 FM area game of the week here. 24-16 our score. Chase County leading undefeated Madison with 7:17 to play in the first half. Madison with the ball looking to respond to potentially tie this football game. Helm with Turner to his left. Snap to him in the shotgun. High snap, handoff. Turner slips one tackle and is met right at the line of scrimmage, trying to get a spot here on the tackle. That looks like Dwayne Conley for the Chase County Bulldogs. That's going to be a loss of 1 on the play for Bryson Turner. So now 2nd and 11, backed up behind the sticks here for Madison. And they wanted to go tempo there at the end of, or before our timeout was called. And maybe we'll see that if they continue to get yards here against this defense. Pistol formation for Helm. Off to the right now goes Turner. Here comes a jet motion now. Goes behind Helm. Hand off inside. This is Turner. No, it's actually Stutzman. Gets the first down and more. Pickup of around 12 for Drew Stutzman. And a first down for the Madison Bulldogs as they are now entering Chase County territory.
Yeah, good play there by Stutzman taking that fullback dive. And you know, looked like they were keying on Turner on that jet sweep, but they kind of just went to that opposite, that four hole in between the guard and end. And downfield runner is Stutzman, and it was all a nice first down run for the senior.
Off to the right now of Helm is Turner. With an H-back, handoff between the tackles. Turner patiently jukes one man at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Another home run ball for Bryson Turner, and we are 2 points away from a touchdown or a tie ball game. We are halfway through the second quarter now, 24-22. Chase County, their advantage now potentially, you know, we could have that taken away with this two-point conversion. A big play here for Madison.
Turner's averaging 12 yards a carry. That was his 10th carry, 120 yards on the night. That was his second score so far. We mentioned in the pregame that speed was going to be a factor, and he's kind of juking around, and just waiting for that play to develop. And once he sees that hole, it's bye-bye, pay dirt.
24-22 our score, two-point conversion on the way here for the Bulldogs of Madison. Twins to the left, one receiver to the right. Now split off to the right side goes Turner. Empty set for Helm. Jet motion. He hands it off. And it's going to be a passing play. He'll throw it, and it's intercepted. Chase County intercepts it. And in the state of Kansas, you cannot return that. So a little trickeration there by the Bulldogs trying to tie this game up. And it goes for naught as we are about halfway through our second quarter of play. 24-22 our score. Chase County leads our area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Griffin Real Estate and Auction, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions in the Flint Hills area. Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! And Scribner Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage.
Country 101.7 FM area game of the week. Chase County leading Madison 24-22, 6:03 remaining in our second quarter of play. Chance Lebo alongside Tegan Trahoon and Michael Deeker here on Country 101.7 FM. Madison set to kick it away to the Bulldogs of Chase County, and they have responded well after trailing 16-0 in that first quarter. Here's the kick. It's a short one, and it's going to be fielded right near midfield. And it'll be positive field position for Chase County as they look to score. You know, they kind of had a off drive last time. It's the first time we haven't seen anybody score in this game. So, and now it kind of feels like Madison is starting to figure out what Chase County's trying to do offensively, and the athleticism of both of these teams is showing. At their own 39, empty backfield for Mitch Budke. Motion coming to our near sideline. Here's a snap to Budke. About an eight-step drop. Throws a long ball, and falling down is his receiver. Tucker Groh fell down at about the 14-yard line. We have a sniper in the booth, and he knocked him down at the 14. And that play, it looked like Chase County was just trying to answer.
And they were going for the home run potential, and unfortunately for Tack Groh, he was looking over his left, and he lost it in the lights and tried finding it over the right shoulder. And when he was turning his head,
he forgot about his feet.
He jerked himself right out of his shoes, unfortunately, and lost his footing. But fortunately for Chase County, Trace Daniels on the coverage, it overshot him too, so it was not a turnover.
Second and 10, off to the near sideline. Here is Budke. Cuts it back. Now goes other way. He's got green grass in front. 30, 25, 20. Budke cutting back. A stiff arm at the 15. Down at the 10. Mitch Budke ran about 80 yards on that play for a gain of, let's call it, 35 yards for Mitch Budke. And he showed the jukes, he showed the speed, and then he showed the strength with the stiff arm.
And that was a left-handed stiff arm pushing Trace Daniels to the ground. Excellent play there by Butke. When everyone was signed, it was going to go to near side, reversed course, and unfortunately there was no one really basically containing on that back side for Madison. But a nice play there for Chase County, getting some momentum back on their side.
So now first and 10 from the 11-yard line. In the red zone is Chase County. Empty backfield, motion to the near sideline. Hand off tackle. And it is going to be broken tackle at the 5. Touchdown, Cal Kohlmeyer. And just like that, Chase County takes less than 30 seconds to respond. And they have extended their advantage and a chance to make it a two-score game, now leading 30-22. And we talked a lot coming into the game about this Madison defense. Haven't given up a point since that week one game against Harrington. Chase County has 30 points here in a quarter and a half.
And Chase County, outside of that previous drive, they've been able to do whatever they've really wanted to against Madison so far in this contest.
Here's the two-point conversion attempt. Budke, three-step drop, now back at the 15. Throws a strike, and it is going to be broken up that time by Drew Stutzman. And it remains a one-score game, 30-22, and we are in for a shootout here in the second half. It is 30-22 here on the Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football, brought to you in part by Citizen State Bank with 9 convenient locations. Download their CSB mobile app to access your account, pay bills, transfer money, and more. Visit bankcsb.biz, member FDIC. By Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City, Benlevo. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison football team and all other Madison fall sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Shanky Well Service, serving the oil-filled industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Back here on our Country 101.7 area game of the week between Chase County and Madison. Two 5-0 teams squaring off, and it has been Chase County taking full advantage of the scoreboard tonight, now leading 30-22 halfway through our second quarter of play. Here's the kickoff to the Madison Bulldogs. It's a high hopper picked up by Drew Stutzman, goes off to the far sideline. He's going to be brought out of bounds near the 35-yard line. Positive field position for Madison, and, I mean, the first quarter was kind of, you know, a little 5-yard gain, 6-yard gain. Then you get a 12-yard gain. It has just been home run ball after home run ball here in this second quarter.
Yeah, but it's not the potential to just throw home run balls all day. It's who can maintain that momentum, who can maintain that ability to do so later down the stretch. Again, I kind of mentioned it. You've got to pace yourself in a game like this when you know you're going to be going up against a team that can answer just like these two are to one another.
Madison takes over at their own 34. Off to the right is Bryson Turner. They hand it off between the tackles. Patient running, goes off tackle left. Breaks a pair of tackles, lowers the shoulder, and he is swarmed by a hound of Bulldogs. And about a 3-yard loss turns into a gain of 5 for Bryson Turner, showing that patience, that speed, and that strength.
See, this is what I love about a game where you know every single yard counts, is you see these guys fight for every single yard. Bryson Turner had 3 Chase County Bulldogs on top of him, took a 4th to bring him down. He wasn't going down until he got just that one extra yard that he was looking for.
And good job to Tag Grove coming up from the secondary, maintaining that contain, keeping Bryson Turner in between the tackles more or less, and making up that tackle.
Turner split off to the near sideline. Stutzman the back to the left. Now Turner motions to the far sideline. Here's the snap. Handoff between the tackle to Stutzman. He gets the carry, gets tripped up by his foot. Picks up the first down, though, near the 33-yard line. And if not for his shoelace, I think that Stutzman might have even more than that. And they're going to give him a pretty decent spot here at the 33-yard line of Chase County.
I don't mean to contradict you, Chance, but I actually don't think it was his own shoelace. I think what happened was Heineken came down, was trying to give him that extra little opening, and he just didn't see him down low. Tripped up over Heineken, actually. So just a little miscue there with one of his big offensive linemen.
First and 10 from the Chase County 33-yard line. The back is Turner, split to the right now of Helm. Here's the snap. It's going to be a handoff inside. Turner breaks free. 20, 15, 10, 5. Here we go again. Buckle up, folks. We are going to hear this a lot more tonight. Touchdown, Bryson Turner, that time from 33 yards out, and a 2-point conversion away from being tied. And Bryson Turner just having his way, doing whatever he wants to this Chase County defense.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, really, when you look at it, you couldn't see it through the radio, but the one thing that I noticed right there, he goes through 2 defenders, and then he gets into the backfield. He's got 2 more guys collapsing in on him, and he still runs right at him, runs directly through him. No fear, no hesitancy, finds himself in the end zone.
This is a huge play here on the 2-point conversion for Madison, trying to knot this game up at 30 here with 4:13 left in the second quarter. Here is the handoff. This goes to Stutzman. Tries to break a tackle and a big hit on the far sideline. What a play that time by Chase County as they cling to a 2-point advantage. We'll be right back here on Country 101.7. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. And Van Gundy Farms, your local Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area. Proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Chase County USD 284. Supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership. Full color banners and printing, t-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Lee Ayers in downtown Cottonwood Falls. Proud to support Chase County students in their extracurricular activities.
Back here on our area game of the week here on Country 101.7 FM. We're at our, I don't know how many times we've gone to commercial after touchdowns. It's just been haymaker after haymaker between Chase County and Madison. Chase County clinging to a two-point advantage in this contest. Both teams trying to stay unbeaten at 5-0. Here is the kickoff. It is a bouncer, and it is going to bounce right into the hands of Chase County. Whistle blown.
Not directly right into the hands. It kind of squirted around a little bit, but fortunately for Chase County, they fall on it.
Well, if he would have stayed up, I'm sure it would have been right at his hands, but he decided to go down to his knees and try and field it. And as a former baseball player, I know that once you go down to your knees, you are not in a very good position. Yeah, once that ball in a football, the way it's shaped, you cannot – it is so hard to predict where that ball is going to bounce. That's why it is so fun to watch these kind of little squib kickoffs. Chase County, nonetheless, takes over own 31-yard line with a two-point advantage. As it'll be a handoff, left side, wrapped up quickly, and a big tackle on the outside by Drew Stutzman. We saw him fail to convert on that two-point conversion. He seemed a little bit angry and taking it out on the opposition.
Well, I think we've got a flag over here on the near side.
I think you're
came
right.
Came in late at the play.
Well, one thing, you heard me saying easy. The first game of the season, Drew Stutzman wrapped up a player from Harrington and actually gave him a good old WWE suplex and got a flag for, or actually avoided a flag, but very nearly could have for unnecessary roughness. That's where I was kind of saying, you know, I think he was frustrated. You can't let your frustration get the better of you, especially in a game this close where one penalty can really shift the game on its head.
Speaking of penalty, we just saw a holding call on Chase County, backing them up to their own 20-yard line.
That's their fifth penalty tonight.
It is going to be first and 19. Handoff. No, it's going to be Bugkey keeping it. Ball on the ground, and looks like Madison has it, and they do. Madison takes over, what a swing of momentum as the Madison Bulldogs now trailing 30-28. They have a chance now on this drive with 4 minutes left. We've seen them. They need like 5 seconds to score offensively. I think 4 minutes is manageable.
You made the point here, though, that they can't just do it in 5 seconds. You know, they're in great position, but this is where it becomes tricky. You're down deep into enemy territory, but you only have so many yards to work with. You can go for about three plays here, get a first down, but then that's where clock management and everything really starts to become a lot more complicated.
And those of you that weren't with us at the kickoff, Madison does have possession in the second half to start the game. Here comes Turner motioning to the far sideline. It'll be a jet sweep off tackle, and he is going to be swung around and tackled. A huge play by Chase County. I'm going to call that Brock Griffin on the tackle.
Cal Kohlmeyer. He came unblocked from that far side end and somehow had the speed that catch Turner in the backfield.
That was a big-time play. You mentioned a chance. This is a huge defensive set for Chase County. They have to respond here. They can bend, but they can't break. And, man, did they just break through Madison on that one.
Second and 14 now from the Chase County 23-yard line. The back is Bryson Turner to the right now, and it'll be the quarterback. This is Casey Helm taking the carry. He bounces it off right side. Nobody in front of him, and it is going to be a touchdown, but it is going to be coming back.
Coming back, Bryson Turner was trying to get that edge. It looked like he was on Tucker Groh and got, you know, he was inside those shoulder pads. But Groh was trying to do a spin move on him, and if Turner just lets him go, it's all right. But there was enough right in front of the official, and unfortunately it's going to be coming back. So that's the second touchdown that Madison will lose to a holding penalty.
Hey, man, get in, get the block, but release. That's the big thing. You got to release.
Casey Helm doing his best Mitch Budke impression there on that touchdown run. It will be called back, and that is huge because it's once again second and 15, and if you don't convert here, you're pretty much setting yourself up for third and long, and you haven't really thrown the football that well. It's going to be second and 15 at the Chase County 24. Turner now goes to the left side of Helm. Twins to the left side. Speed option gets it to Turner on the outside. Lots of green grass in front. Jump cut. Picks up at least 10. Bouncing off tackles. Looking for Pater, and he's got it. Touchdown. Bryson Turner. I think that's number five for him from 24 yards out. That one number four, actually. And he has taken over this football game all of a sudden. And, I mean, it didn't look like anything. It looked like maybe a three-yard pickup using his speed and power. And now, for their first time tonight, Madison in front of Chase County, 34-30.
And good awareness for him to pick up the feet there as they were trying to lock him up and bring him down. He was stepping through, but he was also kind of getting those knees up high so that he didn't just get trapped or tripped up, I should say.
Turner to the left of Helm. Helm going to take it off tackle to the left. He's going to try and power his way in, and the call is in. Casey Helm converts on the two-point conversion, 36-30. Now our score, 3 minutes exactly remaining in our fun first half of play between two unbeatens. We'll be right back here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and
area high school football being brought to you by McIlvain Law Offices in Madison and Eureka. Karen McIlvain can assist you with your legal needs regarding probate, estate planning, contracts, farm and government-related issues, and more. Also brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land, sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs!
Back on our area game of the week here, Chase County and Madison. Battle of 2-5-0 Bulldogs, 36-30. Madison with their first lead of the game. Short kick is going to be fielded, by the up man of the Chase County Bulldogs.
You're all right?
Yeah, I'm good. It's that Booster Club burger coming right back up. Now it's Chase County football close to midfield as Chase County looking to respond. They are trail for the first time tonight. Coming in, I guess you could call them the underdogs in this game. They came out, they threw their first couple punches. Since then, it has been all Madison. 36-30 the score. Empty backfield for Budke. He'll take it off tackle to the right side, breaking a couple tackles in between the tackles, and takes it out to the 35-yard line of Madison.
Yeah, he got slammed down pretty hard on that one.
Yeah, Budke has been playing very tough. He's gotten a ton of touches. He seems to be the focal point of this Chase County offense as they have it now second and four from the 35-yard line.
Well, he's been the focal point for good reason. He's battle-tested and proven. I mean, he really comes in, and he's able to put points on the board pretty effectively, and he does it with his own feet, and he really takes a lot of hits, but he incurs very little damage. He's durable.
We've seen plenty of points tonight, 36-30 our score, two and a half minutes to play between Chase County and Madison in our first half, as Budke once again takes it between the tackles, and Madison meets him about 2 yards past the line of scrimmage, bringing up a third and short, and this is big, big play here for both of these teams trying to recapture that momentum that seems to be up in the air right now.
Great job there by Braden Fultz to get off that guard and get that tackle to stop Budke short of that first down mark.
And we've talked about this pendulum of momentum swinging back and forth in this game. It seems to be sitting right in the middle. Both of these teams are trying to take it here right before halftime. Yeah, 36-30 ball game.
Well, and if you're Chase County, you want to run this clock down and get the last points of this first half. Otherwise, Madison has a chance to go up by two scores.
Here is the play. Budke takes it. Quarterback power to the right side. He's got first down yardage inside the 30 of the Madison Bulldogs. First down for Chase County, and the clock's still moving here at a minute and a half to play. And Chase County doesn't seem like they're in much of a hurry. They do have two of their three timeouts remaining. They can stop the clock whenever they need to. But you've got to have some kind of sense of urgency here, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You can't just rely on your guys' feet to carry them all the way in when you have very little time to work with, and Madison is starting to shut the door pretty solidly up the middle.
Just over a minute to play in this first half. Here's Budke. He pitches it now to the outside. There goes Cal Kohlmeyer, and it looks like he's going to be taken out of bounds.
Looked like he might have fumbled it out of bounds.
Yeah.
Well, the clock stops with a minute five left to play in this first half, so he did fumble. It is a good thing for them because it does stop the clock, gives them a chance to potentially score here on this drive. Now second and a long nine.
Well, a fumble's never a good thing, but, yeah, if it goes out of bounds, you're totally fine. You're safe there. But I will say the big thing there is that they don't have to burn a timeout now. It gives them more time to work with a minute five. That sometimes can be a century in football if you've got the timeouts to work with.
36-30 our score. Madison leads it. Two backs with Budke in the backfield. One behind him, one to his right. Here's the snap. Takes it to the left side now. He cuts it back inside and quickly brought down. Nice tackle that time by big Kevin Heineken. He hasn't been making many plays defensively, but, I mean, it's hard to not notice his presence in the middle of that defense.
Well, he's been there when he needed to be. I mean, he's not a guy that has to necessarily make big plays. He just has to be there.
We'll take a quick timeout here. Chase County and Madison here in our area game of the week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. Bearcat Concrete Construction, quality concrete work to fit every need. Proudly serving the East Central Kansas area's concrete needs. Call 785-592-1527. And Kohlmeyer Dental, for your winning smile, call 342-9555. Or visit their location on East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the field and in the classroom. Harrison Body Shop, Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates. And Rayburn Heating and Cooling, Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
Budke motions here to the near sideline, third and six. Budke drops back to pass near the 35, throws it, and he's got a man. He's open near the 10, 5, pushing his way out of bounds at the three-yard line. What a hit laid that time by Trace Daniels. But nonetheless, a first down, now goal to go, clock stopping at 48 seconds. Welcome back to our area game of the week here on Country 101.7 FM.
Good to see you. Daniels definitely hitting for two reasons. One, he's trying to stop him dead in his tracks. Number two, he was trying to knock that ball loose because he knew when Chase County gets into this kind of prime territory, they're not going to let it go.
So a big, big play right there for Chase County. Now they have it in prime scoring position. Here is Budke, takes it off tackle right, cuts back, and he's into pay dirt. It is going to be a touchdown. We are knotted up at 36 points here, and we've still got a half a football left to play. And don't count out Madison either. They can score in a heartbeat. But right now we're sitting 36-36, two-point conversion pending here for Chase County.
That should be, I believe, Bud Keys. I want to say sixth on the night?
Well, Tegan's running out of paper here trying to chart
overall,
how many.
Fifth overall touchdown.
Yeah, four rushing, one passing touchdown.
Yeah, we're running out of paper here trying to figure out these numbers for both of these teams. Here is Budke to throw. Pressure in his face. He fumbles, and it is going to be recovered. But right now, 36-36, even Steven with 42 seconds remaining in our first half of play. We'll be right back here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, OP Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. By Hanna Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia. And by Scott's Welding Service, 719 Graham in Emporia, your full-service welding fabrication shop with both in-house and mobile capabilities.
Back here on Country 101.7 Area Game of the Week here. Tegan Trahoon has some numbers. Tegan, it has been an action-packed second quarter of play.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and run through our scoring drives.
Absolutely. Only offensive drives. We only saw four of those in the first half. In total, right now, Right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This will be the 10th offensive drive.
Because Chase County had to punt it away. Something we have barely seen so far. I've only seen once so far in this game. Oh, gotcha. Okay, gotcha.
Total offensive drives, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, this has just been – I mean, we might be here. It is currently 8 o'clock. We might be here till midnight, and these two teams still might be – trading haymakers.
Chance joining our staff full-time once we get into the playoff coverage, and you're getting your full share of it here tonight.
And the kickoff goes to the 31-yard line, recovered by a Madison Bulldog. 41 seconds left, and that is plenty of time for this high-powered, high-octane Bulldog offense to work with. We have seen Bryson Turner turn this into the Bryson Turner show here in this second quarter of play. Four touchdowns for him, correct, in this quarter?
Correct. He's got four scores, 176 yards rushing now on 14 carries. And bulk of that coming in the second half. He only had five carries in the first quarter for 35 yards.
I'm still waiting to see this big arm of Casey Helm. Haven't seen it much in the first half. We'll see what he can do with 41 seconds remaining in the half.
Being conservative, I think, and that's a smart strategy.
And it'll be a counter play. Helm takes off to the right side, near midfield, down at the 38-yard line. 34 seconds, clock winding.
Helm has got to be careful here when he's running that ball. You know, you talk about tuck it and run. He's not doing a very good job of tucking it. He kind of just keeps it wide out in that hand in case he sees something open up. And he's having some trouble. There's been a few times he's been brought down where he lands just right. That ball squeaks out, and it's a Chase County recovery.
Madison will take a timeout. We'll take one with him. Back here shortly on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela, 344-6368.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law. Providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. And Leffler Prime Performance, proud to serve the area with high-quality local beef at a fair price. Call Jacqueline at 366-2533 or find Leffler Prime Performance on Facebook.
Back here in our area game of the week, Madison looking to respond here. Knotted up with Chase County, 36-36 here in our first half of play. Turner the back to the right of Helm. Second and short. Helm looking to throw. Rifles it across the middle into traffic. Ooh. Incomplete. Intended target, Drew Stutzman on the coverage right there. Looks like Dominic Cothers for Chase County. And we haven't seen Helm throw the football that much. He's a very heralded, very, very high-touted prospect here in the state of Kansas, that quarterback. And we got to see that high-prized right arm on that throw.
Yeah, the pedigree there is there for Casey Helm. His dad played at Kansas State in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. Obviously, grandson of Fred McClain. But obviously, his track accolades is more impressive,
yeah.
You know, on the football than the football side of things.
Third and two from the 39. Snap to Helm, hands off between the tackles. Turner waiting for a hole to open. It does. Breaks off. 25-20, 15-10, 5. What a game for Bryson Turner through a half of play. My goodness. Touchdown number 5 on the evening. And we've still got another half of football to play here between Chase County and Madison. Madison taking a 42-36 lead. And Michael Deeker, we were talking about before the game, we knew we would see a lot of points. You set the over-under at 85, and we are currently at 78 points in the first half of play.
You said right before we took that last break, well, so much for my call on that one.
I was being conservative. I was just saying, hey, that's how many touchdowns we need to get through all the spots that our sales guys sold for this ball game.
So now Helm takes it off left tackle, and he can walk through the end zone. 10 seconds remaining, Madison leading 44-36. And, I mean, we've just seen so many of these short drives. Yeah. I mean, it feels like we've been here, I mean, forever. The game started at 7. We're at 8:15 right now. And, I mean, it's not very often that you'll see a game reach 80 points in the first half, much less the entire game. What have these two offenses been doing so far that has kept them, you know, on the field so much?
Well, scoring.
Yeah.
That's kind of the thing right there is, you know, both defenses are being put to the test here. You mentioned it, both of you have. Madison's defense not giving up any points since the first week up to this point, now already giving up 36 points. This is a great test for both teams, though, as you get deeper into the season, eventually into the playoffs, because, you know, there's some times where you don't always see that high level of competition until you get to the playoffs, and it can trip you up. This is a very good test, and regardless of who comes out on top, both teams are going to come away a lot more experienced and a lot more battle-tested, and sometimes that's what you have to be, especially if you want to go all the way.
Yeah, two teams 5-0 on the season. This is likely going to decide the district championship, yeah. And both teams are playing like their seasons are on the line. This is a huge game, and they are both playing like it. Kickoff on the way here from Lane Dabro. It is a long kick, Ooh. And it's going to be, I mean, that one looked like it hurt. It hit right in the leg of, I think that's Cal Kohlmeyer. Lucky enough, did not bounce very far right in front of his nose. He lands on it, and now with 9 seconds left, Do you take a knee here? Do you try and respond?
I would like to try and respond, and yeah, I think Brody Vandegrift is going to take a timeout, or actually Madison's going to take a timeout to talk things over. But, you know, you're trailing by 8 points. Chase County is 44-36. You're going to kick it away to begin the second half. And, you know, as you've seen in the second quarter, they have not really had very good luck in slowing Bryson Turner down in this Madison Bulldog attack. So you really don't want to get down at two scores. Obviously, yep, they were up by two scores multiple times in the first quarter into the beginning of the second quarter with a 16-point lead. But Madison having a lot of momentum, I would like to see Butke at least take a shot at least one time.
Yeah, and this is where it becomes a mental chess match between the coaches. You know, you have to decide what you think they're going to do defensively, Chase County. You have to figure out what Madison's going to bring defensively. And Madison, you have to think about what they're going to do offensively, because I mentioned it before we started, Mitch Butke, not exactly known for his arm, but he's really shown it off a few times here tonight. He's capable of connecting some big passes. The question is, do you take that risk with 9 seconds to go trailing?
50 yards to reach the end zone, and they will take a knee with 9 seconds left. Playing conservative, Madison will take the second half kickoff. We will be back for halftime here on Country 101.7 FM.
Stay with us, because we've got a full-slated Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. We're going to talk with seniors Dwayne Connolly of Chase County and senior Trace Daniels, and, of course, try and recap our first half and try and get all the stats in for you.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by MT Networks Madison. For fast, reliable, unlimited internet service in Madison and Coffee County, choose MT Networks. Seamers Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price with over a decade of experience. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-5000.